capitalism on my control. You know Big Brother ain't a TV show. It's how we roll with what they know. Reality bites me comfortably, inducing you into watching me, watching you, watching we methodically. Panoptic sheets stay sleeping, peeping. MK Ultra, vulture soakers, Kool-Aid, acid, electric pulses. A bay from the pigs in the sky of Vulcans. Marilyn Monroe swinging with the Sultans. Ain't it something? Money's bumping, but it's all in mode with no production. Murdoch potlocks, top for consumption. My talk's co-opted for saying something.
Welcome to the program, Bill Bennett. Here's my question.
Yes, sir.
You say you wrote this book because you believe that America is the last best hope of the world because of their belief in freedom. And in light of this new debate or old debate or redundant debate about gay marriage, doesn't that fly in the face of the basic foundation that you discuss in this book?
Yeah, it's partly about freedom. It's partly about equality.
Bill, I can tell right away you're going to make this real hard on everybody, but hey, I'm up to it. I'm in the mood. Let's have at it. John didn't ask you if your book was about freedom. He asked why you write a book about freedom, but then advocate non-freedom for the gay people. He asked you that question, and you chose to ignore it. You know why you chose to ignore it, Bill? Because you can't answer honestly. Your honest position is screw freedom for those faggots. And then you write a book about, oh, freedom and equality, except for the faggots. What's wrong with you, Bill? Why can't you answer the question that was asked? You're just like the president. You're just like every Republican there is. You can't answer the question that's on the floor. Someone says, why were you caught gambling in your underpants in Vegas losing $7 million? You say, well, freedom is a great thing. Well, no, Bill, nobody asked you about that. I'm going to punish you this segment, Bill. If you don't answer the damn question, I'm going to punish you.
It's partly about success. It's partly about the fact that we have succeeded where most other nations haven't. And the long story of inhumanity and misery, that's history. Mm-hmm. The American achievement is pretty unique. However, we do say there are limits on this freedom. And that's why we're having this debate.
But every time we draw limits, and the country has done it, and you make that point, and everybody knows that,
right.
Starting with slavery, which was, I think, a big limit.
Big limit.
Woman's suffrage, all that. Each time there has been a battle to not allow that freedom, each time that battle is lost, and for the good of the country, isn't this the next progression in that very same battle?
You know, this would have worked a whole lot better without a studio audience, because every time John makes a point, the crowd has to whoopee whoopee for 30, 40 seconds, and that gives Bill Bennett all the time in the world to come up with which dodge he's going to use to avoid answering the question. It would be nice if, before he brought Bennett out, John could tell the audience, would you stay in your damn seats? You know, if you hear something you really like, go clap, clap, and then shut the hell up, because we're trying to have a conversation here. Something you may or may not have noticed if you saw this, it was very heavily edited. Be my guess, they might have gone for 30 or 40 minutes, and then they cut that down into maybe 18. It just makes you wonder, all the time they wasted. I don't know if he kept trying to get Bill Bennett to get to the point or whatever, but I've never seen so much splicing on John's show. I've seen splicing before, but not this much.
I don't think so. Not when it comes to marriage. When it comes to living freely in this country, mm-hmm. when it comes to being left alone, when it comes to living happily in this country, having the opportunity to live like you can't live in many other nations of the world. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the place. That's the place for Americans, be they gay or straight. You don't see a lot of gay people leaving the United States of America. I understand they regard, gay people regard the next...
Have you ever seen those cruises?
Huh? Yeah, well.
And boats, they go out, I believe they go to the Bahamas, they come
Actually,
back?
Actually, I haven't, but I'm sure...
But you watch Showtime.
Really, I'm sure they exist. Look, this is the land of freedom. This is the land of opportunity. Mm-hmm. The question of marriage is another question, which is... because it is, I think, the most important institution we have. It is the unparalleled...
Marriage provides stability.
Well, it's the original Department of Health, Education, and Welfare.
Here we go. Mindless platitudes, bumper sticker horseshit. My God, it's so hard to argue with these people, because it's like when two people are arguing, they're on a highway, And every time he asks a Republican a question, he makes some left or right turn and he leaves the highway. And it's like, dude, where'd you go? I thought we were moving here. But no, they have to continually leave the subject because they know if they stay with the subject, they're going to get killed.
The social scientists who've looked at the family say, if you didn't have this, you'd have to invent it because there's nothing that can raise children.
It's a relatively modern invention. Marriage was about chattel. It was a property arrangement at a certain point.
But the family relationship is not so, is not modern.
So why not encourage gay people to join in that family arrangement if that is what provides stability to a society?
If you ever talk about a gay lifestyle with a Republican, the first thing they're going to start screaming about is, oh, they're so promiscuous. They hop from bed to bed. They have 20 lovers in a half hour. They just go constantly one to the other, to the other, to the other. And you think, well, why not give them the power to marry? Why not enable them to commit to someone else one to one? Oh, well, what about a man and a donkey and two sheep and a typewriter and a horse? And, well, no, we're talking about two people. What's wrong with you that you can't figure that out? But what about a spaceship and a perch and a worm? No, we're talking about two people. What's wrong with you? The slippery slope. They always have to go there.
Well, I think if gay... gay people are members of families. They are already members of families.
What?
Their sons, their daughters.
Yeah. And that's where the buck stops?
That's
the gay ceiling?
Look, it's a debate about whether you think marriage is between a man and a woman.
I disagree. It's a debate about whether you think gay people are part of the human condition or just a random fetish.
No, they're...
Welcome back. We've got more with Bill Bennett, and we're going to continue the discussion.
The question is, how do you define marriage? Where do you draw the line? Immediately on the heels of this debate, John,
don't go slippery slope with me because that's ridiculous.
No, it isn't. What do you say to the polygamist? What do you say to the polygamist?
I'll tell you what I say to the polygamist. That's a different subject. See how they do? They can't stay on the subject. When you ask them about gay marriage, well, what about some fellow in Utah with seven wives? Well, tell you what, we'll make that Tuesday's discussion. Today, we're talking about gay marriage. What is wrong with them? They have to do that. They have to scream, oh, look over there, first Robin of Spring. Every time you score a point because they don't want people to see the scoreboard guy put a notch behind your name. They can't fight fair, so they have to cheat.
You don't say anything to polygamists. It's completely an opposite. That is a
Why?
Choice
you,
to get three or four wives. That is not a biological condition that I got to get laid by different women that I'm married to. That's a choice.
Well,
being gay is part of the human condition. There's a huge difference.
Well, some people regard their human condition as wearing three women. Look.
Now, did you hear the clumsy bastard's lie? Some people say polygamy is a genetic condition. Can you believe he said something that stupid? I'm used to these people, and I can hardly believe he said something that fucking stupid. You can't hardly be that stupid. Have you ever in your life, ever, I'm 52, I've never, ever heard someone say, perhaps polygamy is biological. I mean, yes, a man wants to sleep with as many women as he can. That's hardwired into a man. But that's a matter of control. You can't ask a gay guy to turn straight. Control yourself and be aroused by women. You can't do that any more than you can tell me, control yourself, be aroused by men. Ain't going to happen.
The polygamists are all over this. This was
then
the
let's
practice.
Let's go slippery slope the other way. If government says, I can define marriages between a man and a woman, what says they can't define it between people of different income levels, or they can decide whether or not you are a suitable husband for a particular woman?
Because gender matters in marriage. It has mattered to every human society. It matters in every religion.
To me, what he's saying is, well, the difference between six and seven is that six matters. Well, no, sorry, they're two numbers. You can say six matters and seven doesn't, but that there's no foundation for that. It won't hold any water. You can't just pick a thing out of the air and say that matters. This doesn't matter. This doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. That does. Now we're back to this doesn't matter. And that does. You can't do that. It either matters or it doesn't. You don't get to cherry pick. They cherry pick this stuff because they start out with the conclusion that gay marriage is wrong. Now, from there, let's work backwards and see what kind of horseshit handjob arguments we can come up with to fool the stupid people. See, none of the smart people are fooled. But there's this continuous thing, you know, Rush Limbaugh on Fox News, you know, you say the earth is round, I say it's flat. So there are two ways to look at this. You say ice is frozen water, I say it's God's handiwork. You know, if you want to say ice is frozen water, you can, but I say it's God's handiwork. So there are two different ways to look at ice. But no, there aren't. Ice is frozen water. It just fucking is. But they refuse to look at the facts because they know they're wrong. So instead of admitting they're wrong, or instead of saying I refuse to talk about it, they say, well, let's muddy up the water to where the stupid people say, well, hard to say, jury's out on that. Ice is either frozen water or it's God's handiwork. So, hey, jury's out.
Race matters in every society as well.
It's not a good ground for a distinction, race. But gender may be a good ground for a distinction in marriage.
Let's discuss this.
Fair enough.
Dick Cheney would be a perfect candidate for someone who wants to ban gay marriage.
Yeah.
Would that be correct? The ultra-conservative, draconian, drinks the blood of puppies. He's a guy... Wouldn't he be a guy that is... He's the perfect candidate for a guy who wants to ban gay marriage. No, he's against.
Listen to that lying son of a bitch. Dick Cheney is a right wing piece of shit. Everybody in the world knows it. All the dead kids in Iraq know it. Everybody knows that. But Bill Bennett, he's not sure. He's just not sure where a guy like Bill Cheney might stand on gay marriage.
If you look at his voting pattern. Social conservative. He's a social conservative. But he's not against gay marriage. Why is that?
Because of his experience with his daughter. That's right.
Exactly. And you said something earlier that was apropos of that. Isn't every gay person someone's son or daughter?
Of course.
So why is it that you have to have...
I don't think you want to argue that way, because all you need to do is find parents of gay children who do not think their kids should be able to marry someone of the same sex.
No, that's not the point, and Bill Bennett knows that. Once again, his job is to kick up the dust, create some clouds, do a little switcheroo with the shell game. Dick Cheney is willing to allow gay marriage because he knows his daughter wants to get married. So even though he's a right-wing son-of-a-bitch bastard, he's going to allow that because his daughter's that way. I forget the specific issue, but George Will, another right-wing bastard, he's got a grandson or a nephew or something that's got some kind of genetic problem, whatever. He's got some kind of medical problem. So George Will's all for government research for that. Now, see how it works? If you know someone, if you knew Christopher Reeve, if you're a heartless Republican bastard, I repeat myself, and say you know Christopher Reeve, obviously, and say you knew Christopher Reeve, you were probably pro-stem cell because you know the guy. Now, see, that's the thing with Republicans. If somehow the issue has touched them personally, then they might melt a little bit and say, well, okay, in this case. You say, well, another one, Pat Buchanan. Remember his brother got arrested with a gun trying to shoot someone in the Paula Jones, Bill Clinton, Kathleen Willey affair. He was hiding in some guy's garage. And when the police showed up, Pat Buchanan, oh, he's my brother. Don't get all law and order on him, please. I'm a right-wing Republican prick bastard, but in this case, it's my brother. Please try to have a little understanding. You see, in these particular circumstances, he shouldn't go to jail for having a gun and threatening a guy and breaking in his house and trying to kill him in the middle of the night. No, he's a good guy. But, of course, if it's some black guy, well, hey, throw that piece of shit in prison. It's always that way with Republicans because they don't have a heart. If they get dragged into something, if their wife gets breast cancer, now they're willing to have the government throw some money at breast cancer. But if it's not their wife, fuck them. That's the Republican Party. If it doesn't affect me or mine, fuck them. And since most Republicans are white, straight, I don't know about rich, but you know what I'm saying. They are so greedy. I got mine. Go F yourself. I don't care if you get yours. Your wife's got breast cancer? I don't care. Not my problem. But when my wife gets breast cancer, now we've got an epidemic that the government needs to look at. See how they are? Republicans, they don't have a heart. Democrats are willing to say, hey, your wife's got breast cancer? Your wife's got uterine cancer? Your wife's got you know, that postpartum depression, you know, Democrats want to look around and say, hey, there are problems here, and I can't do a lot about it, and one doctor can't do a lot about it, and one hospital can't do a lot about it, but the government, who has hospitals and doctors and everything all over the world, and the most computers, well, I'm sorry, all over the country, and the most computers, and the most money, and the greatest brains, all that. Oh, no, we don't want to waste our money on worthless social programs. That's just code talk for Cadillacs for niggers. What's wrong with you people? Cadillacs for niggers? How dare they? Yeah, yeah. All black people that live in the ghetto, they all have new Cadillacs. All of them. Reagan started that shit. The welfare queen. Reagan, who had more money than God and who died with more money than God, passing judgment on people who can't put together enough money for a meal. Welfare queen! Welfare queen! Dividing sons of bitches.
So you don't want to reduce it to that, to that individual. But can I say something
else? I'm just grasping at straws.
Just reality here. I know you want to make the conservative, you know, boogeyman here that, you know, we're intolerant, we're bigots. This debate is over, John.
Yeah, you've
gay
lost.
Marriage is gay. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Gay marriage is coming.
I know.
Because the courts have done it.
No, the courts haven't done it. Yeah, they are only reaffirming the natural progression of the human condition. I don't understand why there's always a fight. They always lose. They will continue to lose. So why bother?
Well, the question is whether you think this is the natural progression of the human condition. I don't think it is. There, you had some spoofing earlier about Norway and Holland.
I'm a spoofer.
That's what you do. All right. But there are some serious problems over there. There are some very serious
problems. In Norway?
Yeah, marriage is
because
taken...
Because of same-sex marriage.
In Holland. In Holland and Norway. Marriage is taken less seriously. When you define it out, when you start to say it can involve anybody.
Listen to him talk about taking marriage seriously. If I had a brain or a staff, I could give you a long, long list of Republicans who traded in their wives on something with fewer miles. But on the Democratic side, outside of Ted Kennedy, I can't think of anybody who's on their second wife. I mean, surely there must be some. And I'm not talking about widowers. I'm talking about traded in on a wife with fewer miles. I can't think of any besides Ted Kennedy. And the other part about this, let me say, John Stewart talked about the natural progression. It's all pretty damn obvious, and everybody knows it, but only the Democrats and the honest people are going to say something like I'm about to say to you. The year is 2006. If you were to grab a prick like Bill Bennett and go back in 1956, you go back 50 years and say you're invisible, you know, and you're standing at a lunch counter at a Walgreens in Selma, Alabama, and a black couple comes in, tries to eat food, and the whole restaurant shells, hey, screw you, nigger, get out. And, you know, there's a lot of scenarios. I didn't know until lately, like I was doing this page, that black people used to go in a restaurant and they would give them the black menu. You know, the white menu had hamburgers 50 cents. The black menu had burgers $3. So if you really wanted to eat and you had some money, the restaurant owner might let you eat if you're willing to pay six times the price. See, that's the kind of thing I learned about late. That happened, and people just quit talking about it because they were ashamed of it. But bottom line, if you go back 50 years, even Republican heartless bastards would admit it's wrong what they're doing to the black people. Hey, give the black guy a break. Now, if you take that same Republican 50 years in the future, now it's 2056. Now, Bill, look back 50 years ago in 2006. Look at them, how they're discriminating against gays. They would say, oh, that's awful. That's terrible. What's wrong? We should have known sooner. We made mistakes. We didn't know. We're sorry. Well, no, that's bullshit. We're telling you now, you are making a mistake. And you're saying, because the number 6 is sacred. The number 7 is not. And it's all horseshit. And they know it. This is not a valid disagreement. This is not a legitimate concern that they see it differently than we do. No, they are just flat out lying. They know that they are covering up the inevitable. Now, why fight that? Why fight the inevitable? If it's coming anyway, why fight that which, you know, if you're standing in New Orleans trying to hold back the levee, you know it's going to break. It's going to break without a doubt, no matter what you do. So why in the hell would you want to stand there for 10 or 15 or 20 hours holding on to that levee when you know it's going to break? Why waste the time? Why spend the energy when you could be doing something positive? Why put so much energy into holding back the inevitable? That's crazy.
Then I think any grouping, anybody who loves anybody, two can love one,
I think marriage
three can love two.
There he goes again. He can't think, so all he can do is look at the Republican playbook. Well, what about a dog, a fly, a snake, and an amoeba in a marriage? How about that? That's a good idea, huh? Assholes. They can't talk about the subject at hand. The subject at hand is two people. Well, what about a dog, a piece of plywood, a rubber ball? No, asshole. We're talking about two people. Every time you change the subject, that's just another notch on my side of the argument. At the end of the day, when you look at the score, it's like 10 to nothing, and you're the asshole with the zero behind your name because every time it came time to score a point, you ran off, created a different subject, different from that which we were speaking. Because you can't stay on the subject. If you stay on the subject, you're going to agree with me, and you can't do that, so you abandon ship. That's all you got. GOP, the party of abandoned ship.
Having nothing to do with gay marriage.
It has serious problems. Let's not have more.
It has serious problems. And, you know, divorce is not caused because 50% of marriages end
in
gayness.
You are right about that. You're right about that.
But I've enjoyed the discussion. We got to go. We're going to split this into two because it's so fascinating. We're going to split it into two. You're going to be the whole, if I may say this, and I mean no disrespect, back end of the show.
Well, the whole back end. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Heather, a fear for money. Rush Limbaugh, evil blimp. Apostle of greed and hatred. Rush Limbaugh, evil blimp. Indifferent to the sufferings of others. Rush Limbaugh, evil blimp. Laughing at the sufferings of others. But being raped isn't funny. Being lynched isn't funny. Being sexually harassed on the job isn't funny. What is so funny? Being poor isn't funny. Being oppressed isn't funny. Being denied an equal chance in life isn't funny. So what is so funny? Rush Limbaugh, evil blimp. Rush Limbaugh, evil blimp. Apostle of greed and hatred. Rush Limbaugh, evil blimp. Stereotyping racist deceiver. Rush Limbaugh, evil blimp. Messiah of a grotesque vision. That excludes the many from your perverse version of the American dream. There is much, much more between heaven and earth than are found in your philosophy. And there's a world out there that knows you don't care as you ratify the worst in the ignorant, the weak, and the selfish!
Bart, Cribbins, I'm plugging, this is just unabashedly plugging my album, Blues in the Key of W. We've been advertising on your site. I hope people listen to it. It's one night. It's not a slick album I was planning on recording, but it was an outburst that happened at my friend Jimmy Tingle's Theater in Boston in May, and people liked the show so much they asked me if there was any way they could get a recording of it, and I got it to some people, and then they said, really, a lot more people need to hear it. So although it is not exactly what I would have done if I had been planning to do an album, it is an honest representation of what someone might hear if they came out to hear me one night, and I happen to have two great friends close with a humorous number, Blues in the Key of W. My friend Bill Morris used a great folk artist. You can check out his stuff at BillMorrissey.net. And Jimmy Tingle, the great political humorist, is also a wonderful harp player, come out, and it's called Blues in the Key of W because it's, you know, it's W, and also that is the key I sing best in. In any case, there's also about an hour or so of me just letting it out, scratching the itches. I'd had a long couple of weeks, and it's been a long many years for us living under this fascist regime in Washington, and we do not spare them. I do not spare them on the album, And I would love it if people would come to my site, BarryCrimmins.com, or go to the site for the album BluesInW.com and download it. $9.99, cheap. And that way you can also support progressive artists and encourage more people to go out and shit on George W. Bush for a living, which is what I do. I also have the good fortune to do it as a writer on Air America Radio, but it's fun to go out and do my own stuff. And like I say, this is one night slice of, isn't spit shined, but I'll tell you what, it's got some nice shots in there, and I think people will enjoy it if they listen to it. And I encourage you to play as much or little of it as you want on your swell radio tube, pal. Keep up the great work. Peace to everybody. Stop this stupid war, and let's drive these fascists from power. And remember, people ask, if you don't love this country, why don't you get out of it? Tell them, because I don't want to be victimized by its foreign policy. Barry Crimmins, BarryCrimmins.com, Blues in the Key of W. Give it a listen. It's only $9.99. Come on. You can afford it. It's Ronco priced. Only $9.99. Thanks a lot. Peace, everybody. And thank you, Bart. Support BartCop.com. Take care.
God almighty. Just the worst. Just the worst. Just human slime. And they're going like, well, where you live up there, you probably need an SUV, don't you think? I go, yeah, they're pretty popular at the moment. I hit a huge traffic jam coming in. Gas prices are getting to everybody. A huge traffic jam trying to come over here tonight. I finally, you know, you want to see, you spend that much time in it. Okay, what caused this thing? Guy in a Humvee committed suicide. It's because of the gas prices. I don't think anybody below the rank of forest ranger should be allowed to have an SUV. That's just me, you know. Those people are so desperate now, they're removing the magnetic ribbons from them because of the wind drag. Support our magnetic ribbon manufacturers. But I coming out here, I had to break my no blood for oil pledge because, you know, I needed gas. So I went down to the blood bank and sold some. I'm tired of them talking about, you know, our addiction to foreign oil, our addiction to foreign oil, our addiction. Bush's solution to our addiction to foreign oil, domesticate it. Addiction to foreign oil, addiction. We're addicted to foreign oil, oil from, that would be oil from foreign play. Yeah. Guy has like nothing, and he always says, like, say terms in different orders, you know, like he's clearing it up to you. The freedom haters, you know, the people that hate freedom. The only thing that protects that son of a bitch is sane people cannot watch him for 30 seconds. Make him stop! No! Please turn it off! An infomercial, anything, please, God, no! American people, people from America. Folks, good folks, people, trying my line of work, folks, people, you see, my line of work, you folks, people are folks are people, we're all us people are folks, here in America, we got kind of a different idea, we got a different approach, land of our people. You know who never gets enough credit for him are those SeaWorld trainers that, you know. Working hard for you all night, the SeaWorld trainers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're part of Homeland Security now. Yeah. You know, I mean, this whole oil thing, it's like, it's not, it's their oil, okay? It's their oil. You know what we have? Our consumption of the oil. So if we need to change something, we should change our consumption of the oil. That's what's ours. That's what we can do something about. You know, how about mass transit instead of mass murder?
Lay those weapons out for the world to see. Isolation from the civilized world.
We will fight with the full force and might of the United States military. Go home and die. Pipelines to move natural gas throughout this hemisphere and force.